Hello, Anchor family, and those listening on the podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in, and welcome to the IG Advantage. I'm your host, Tyler J. McCall, your Instagram marketer, strategist, and coach for creative entrepreneurs. And today's episode is a little bit different. Instead of Instagram, I want to talk about Facebook. Yep, that's right, Facebook. So I want to talk a little bit about a tip for inviting folks to like your page on Facebook. Something I see a lot of folks doing that is not a best practice. So stick around and you can learn more about that and some ways you can build your audience on Facebook itself. Thanks again for tuning in. So recently I had a friend start a Facebook page for his new business. He recently became a realtor in Minneapolis and announced it on Facebook and launched his page. He and I were friends in college, and we haven't really spoken much since then, but he invited me to like his Facebook page, as many of us do, and I didn't like the page. And then I thought about it for a little bit, and I thought I should let the world know why, and then give them a little tip about Facebook marketing that could help them. I have a lot of friends on Facebook who are digital marketers and entrepreneurs themselves, and they get this stuff. But even more friends who are just friends from college, high school, and acquaintances from my small town, hometown, where I live now, who may find this tip interesting. So I shared it with them. And so many people found it really helpful. So I thought I would share it with you all here on Anchor and on the podcast. And this is the idea that you shouldn't be inviting all of your friends and family on Facebook to like your Facebook business page unless they are your ideal customer or client. And let's talk about why. This is all because of the Facebook algorithm. And you have to understand how it works to understand who you should be inviting to like your page and how you should be building your audience on Facebook. So, when I'm talking about a Facebook page, I'm talking about a business or brand page, not a Facebook profile. And the way that Facebook works on these pages is when you create and share content, Facebook shares that content with a subset of your fans. Typically, it's folks who have engaged with your content in the past or who Facebook is kind of guessing may be interested in your content. And if that audience likes the content, if they like it or react or comment, Facebook goes, oh, hey, this content is viable and it's valuable. We're going to share it with more people. So it kind of shares it with the next subset of fans. If they like it, then they share it with the next subset of fans. And that's how your content grows and grows on Facebook. But here's what happens when you build an audience of friends and family who aren't your ideal customer and clients. They start liking and engaging with your content, thinking they're helping you out, right? Everyone's mom has the best intention on Facebook. Of course she wants to like all of your stuff and comment on everything. She's just trying to help you out. But it starts to create a feedback loop because Facebook is smart. And they know if I liked my friend's Facebook page and other friends from college liked his Facebook page and I'm connected with them or we even went to the same college, and then I'm engaging with this content, Facebook will start showing that content to these other people. And then we've just created this little ecosystem on Facebook of college friends and acquaintances liking his content. And those are the only people seeing it on a regular basis. And for a realtor in Minneapolis, having someone working in North Carolina liking your content isn't going to help you very much. So there's a few things you can do instead of just inviting your friends and family to like your page on Facebook to help you get ahead. So I want to share a few ideas, tips, and tricks with you. But the biggest thing to take away is stop inviting your friends and family to like your Facebook page. It's not going to help you out. So stick around for a few tips, tricks, and ideas. Okay, so how do we get fans on a Facebook page without inviting all of our family and friends? The first thing is invite the right people. So if you have family and friends who are actually interested in your product or service, or who live in your service area, go ahead and invite them to like your page. That's not going to hurt you. It would be great to get engagement from people who are genuinely interested in what you do or what you sell, or who live in the area that you work or offer your services or products. The next thing to do is to set your page targeting. So within your settings on Facebook for a page, or as you're setting up a Facebook page, Facebook will ask you if you want to set up specific targeting for your audience, and I encourage you to do this. That targeting is around location, age, gender, and interest. If you've never gone into Facebook targeting before for Facebook ads or Facebook page targeting, you're going to be amazed at what Facebook knows about folks on the platform. It's one of the reasons I love Facebook. It's the largest social media platform. Nearly 2 billion users around the world are on Facebook. And the data that they have about us as consumers is a little bit scary, but it's also kind of exciting as a marketer. So that means you'll set up your targeting based on interest, things like family, household, business interest, what they do for a career, their level of education, their financial standing, all of those things you can target within Facebook. So set up that Facebook targeting. The next thing to do is make sure that you have optimized your personal Facebook profile so people can easily find your Facebook page. That means your employer is going to be your Facebook page. So make sure you're making your name something interesting or relevant for your business. So for me, I'm an Instagram marketing expert at Tyler J. McCall, because I want folks to go over and like my Facebook page if they feel so inclined and if it's going to be helpful for them. So set up your employer as your Facebook page. Then within Facebook, set up your mini bio with a link to your Facebook page. So this is that little bit of text when you're on mobile that shows up right under your profile picture as you're scrolling through the app, and on desktop it shows up over on the left under your profile picture. You can edit that. It's around 200 or 300 characters, and just say something like my Facebook page at facebook.com/Facebook username. Also, make sure you're setting up the username for your Facebook page so it's a lot easier for people to find that page. So after you've set up your bio correctly, your mini bio and your employer, the next thing you can do is use your cover image on Facebook to market your Facebook page. I love the app Canva. It's free and online, and you can create a really great header image for Facebook on canva.com that you can load into your profile. It says something like my Facebook page at, or click here to like my Facebook page, and then just drop that facebook.com/username link in the description of that photo. Now, the reason this works so well is because as you start engaging with people in your industry, in your space on Facebook, they're going to drive them to your Facebook page. So this means you have to spend some time engaging personally and as a page on Facebook. So after you've optimized your personal Facebook profile, consider joining Facebook groups and engaging with other users on Facebook that are your ideal client, customer, or who work in your space. So for my realtor friend in Minneapolis, it would be great for him to do all of these changes to his Facebook profile and then join some local Minneapolis Facebook groups, like yard sale Facebook groups, neighborhood interest Facebook groups, and even local business associations on Facebook. Then as he engages, introduces himself, he can drive traffic back to his Facebook page because he's already optimized his personal profile. Next up, we'll talk about how you can use your Facebook page to find more fans for your business. Okay, so now you know how to set up targeting on Facebook and how to optimize your personal profile to drive traffic to your Facebook page. So how do you use your Facebook page itself to get more fans? This comes from interacting as your Facebook page with other pages on the platform. So again, we'll use the example of my realtor friend in Minneapolis. He could use his personal Facebook page, not his personal profile, but the page that he's created for himself as a realtor, and he can use that page to like and engage with other pages on Facebook. things like local media outlets, mom groups, schools, businesses, associations, neighborhoods, regions of town, restaurants, coffee shops, bars, going around on Facebook and liking these pages as his page, and then even commenting as his page. It will help him connect to Facebook pages and then to any users who are engaging on those pages. There's also the fact that Facebook pages are being run by real humans. So when you're engaging with a Facebook page, you're not just engaging with some entity out in space. Well, sometimes maybe you are, but typically you're not. So those real humans of those Facebook pages will come back to your page and they can learn more about you and potentially give you a like. You can also drive traffic to your Facebook page using other social media platforms and email marketing. Make sure you update your email signature with a link to your Facebook page. Update your Twitter bio or even your Instagram handle bio so people are getting back to your Facebook page. Now, this isn't something you'll do forever, but it is something to do initially that's important about driving the right traffic to your Facebook page and building the right audience on that page. Down the road, you can think about using things like paid traffic, advertising, Facebook groups, and different Facebook strategies to drive action on your page itself. But for now, the goal is to build the right audience from the beginning by not inviting all of your friends and family to like the page, by setting up your targeting appropriately, by optimizing your personal profile to drive traffic to your Facebook page, and by using your Facebook page on Facebook itself to drive traffic back to the page and to connect with people in your industry, your area, your region, your space, whatever you do for work. I hope you enjoyed these tips about using your Facebook page and about building an audience on a Facebook page itself. As always, you can find me on Instagram at Tyler J. McCall. And you can learn more about Instagram and social media marketing in my free Facebook group, The IG Advantage. Visit tylerjmccall.com/group or just search for The IG Advantage on Facebook and request to join. And I'd love to have you there. Thanks again for listening, and I'll be back soon.